Okay.
You ready?
The show is started.
Good.
Do we want to play
some opening? Anything to stop that, whatever that was you were doing.
You don't like my singing?
It wasn't singing.
La, 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 la. I was trying to find the sweet spot of my mic.
The sweet spot?
Sweet spot. Sweet spot. Sweet spot. Sweet spot.
Did you get a hairball?
Lost it there.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't the sweet spot.
No.
Groove.com is better than pie.
My head is a box filled with nothing, and that's the way she likes me, and that's the way she likes me.
Yep. I do. There's somebody leaving a message.
It's probably Ronald Reagan's son.
You think? He already called once.
Oh, okay.
I already answered his questions.
So, Thin Ice Podcast, I was listening to their latest edition today.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing pet peeves.
Yeah? What's yours?
Oh. My pet peeve is, I have a lot of pet peeves, but the one I want to talk about tonight, by the way, we're back. But that got, we were going to tell a whole, you know, what happened over our weekend story, but that's going to have to wait. That'll wait till tomorrow. Because today, I got to talk about this. Okay, this is what drives me crazy. This is what I call the Walmart syndrome. And it affects small towns. We just went across all of Texas. And we went to this other town that's suffering from the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to recover from it.
A little bit.
But we still have issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Walmart moves into town, puts all the little places out of business, and then you got to deal with Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got it. Well, what happened with that is it wasn't so much what Walmart did it, but so then Lowe's did it. They put out all the hardware stores.
Yes.
And the customer service you get at Lowe's is equivalent to nothing.
Mm-hmm. There is none.
Well, there is some. If you want, I mean, there are, you got to know which guy used to be a contractor that's working there right now.
Right. You got to know the right lady to ask about ordering blinds.
You got to know which one to talk to because there may
you
be one
the
or
right
two.
Right lighting guy.
There may be one or two people in Lowe's that doesn't have their head up their butts. Okay. And those are the people you got to find. Otherwise, you're just out of luck.
Uh-huh.
So
there's nobody.
So let me tell the story.
Okay. I'm sorry.
When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
Going to pick out the Christmas tree was a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it just like they'd done it 40 years before.
Yeah.
We did it just like they did on the Christmas story.
Yeah.
We would drive to, now not always. Sometimes we'd go out and cut our own down. But when we didn't, we would drive to the Christmas tree lot.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably 10 to 15, maybe 20 Christmas tree lots in Sulphur Springs.
Yes.
Each lot had probably 50 or 60 Christmas trees.
Right.
We would drive to each lot.
Mm-hmm.
At these lots, the Christmas trees would be.
I can see you. Sorry.
So you don't want to hear my story?
I've been listening. I was there.
So you? No, you weren't. Not when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, but I've heard these stories before.
So you would drive to the Christmas tree lot.
Uh huh.
And the Christmas trees would be nailed to pieces of wood.
On the base.
Yes.
Yes.
And they'd be standing upright. You could walk around them. You could see where the holes were, where the problems were. Can you trim? And the guy would be. There would be at least a kid, if not
somebody to
there.
Turn it.
It would be there with you saying, I can trim this up. I can trim that off. You may trim this off here. You may trim mm-hmm, this, trim mm-hmm, that, do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know. Just can you even it out here? And he would know the best tree on the lot. Well, what's your best tree on the lot? Oh, this one over here. This one over here. Nobody's got it yet. You know, or, you know, this is the next best tree on the lot. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always, I mean, the guy would know, right?
Right.
Because he'd been looking at them all day. And there was probably two or three kids working there and one or two adults working there. Mm-hmm. And it was a little family operation. There was about 20 of them in town.
Right.
Everybody making a little extra buck for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, and then you would pick out the tree. You would say, okay, this one will do. If you know, got it all trimmed up. So I want it. Okay. So then they would cut the bottom off of it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They cut about an inch off the bottom. So it'd be nice and fresh on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then they would take, and they would shake it for you to make sure that all the leaves didn't fall off.
Right? Uh-huh.
And it would all be stretched out and falling down and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then they would take it and they would wrap it up for you.
Right.
They would put a string on it, and they would wrap the string around there. Mm-hmm. Then they'd set it on top of your car or in the back of your truck or whatever.
Yes.
And you never had to touch it until you got it home.
Right.
Then it was all yours.
Yes.
And then, you know, then, I didn't see that when I was there. Oh, look at this. You know, so you had your own problems once you got home.
Right.
Okay. So my experience tonight, and so since I was a kid, for the most part, I don't know. I guess we've pretty much always had fake trees.
I have.
I mean,
yeah. Since I left home, I've had a
and the times that
artificial tree.
And the times that I have bought a real tree, mm-hmm. I have done so at a Christmas tree lot. But there are no more Christmas tree lots.
Not in Silver Springs, since Jerry quit selling them.
Jerry was the last holdout of the Christmas tree lot, yes. My friend Jerry. And he told me he couldn't make money on them anymore because Lowe's and Walmart were selling them cheaper than he could buy them.
Right.
So they run him out of business by cheap prices.
Right.
Now, back when they were running him out of business, I know for a fact they still did the little fake Christmas tree lot in front of Walmart and the little fake Christmas tree lot in front of Lowe's.
Yes.
Where they would stand all the trees up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no competition anymore.
No, they run everybody out. Throw them in a pile.
So they're all in a pile.
Yeah, leaning up against like a something.
Yeah, they're all stacked up, leaned up against, and you go to pull one out, and it's still all, like, compressed from being wrapped up, from being shipped.
Right.
So it hasn't fallen, they haven't fallen down, so you can't tell anything about them.
No. And you have to do it.
And there's
nobody
needles,
to do it for you.
There's needles falling off.
And muck.
There's nobody in sight. There's, like, one guy, and if you're not the first person, he'll go help this person, but it's one guy, so he goes off to help that person, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And he's going to be gone for 15 minutes because he's got to go to the register with those people. Then he's got to go out to the car. And so you're on your own. And so we were completely on our own the entire time.
He did
time.
At least cut. I mean, he will cut the bottom and he will
trim. If you wait around for him.
If you wait for him. But we had to drag the tree through Lowe's.
I was so mad. I was so, you don't know how mad I was. If you know, I didn't want to ruin it for Helen. She was having a good time. And that's good, but she'll never know. You know, that's just the way it is for her. She'll never know any different. And it was a good time for her, and that's fine.
Yep.
And we got a pretty tree.
And she was hanging out the window going, Daddy, don't make all the things fall. Daddy, be careful when you put it in the car.
Meanwhile, I was like, she's the worst, stupid tree.
But why are we getting a real tree?
Well, I wanted Helen to have a real tree.
Well, but it was
the right timing because our fake tree is dead.
Our artificial tree has half the lights won't come on again. And I don't know if anybody knows about artificial pre-lit trees.
This is a pre-lit tree.
But they are wrapped tight with lights, and there's no undoing those lights.
We tried to undo them. We said, well, we'll just take the strings off that don't work and replace them with strings that do work. There's no point in replacing the tree.
You'd have to cut the lights off. I think that's
Holy
the only way to do it.
Don't you think? Oh, they're just wrapped. How do they do that? They must have used a machine.
I don't know.
Like 50 Mexicans? They do that in Korea or Taiwan? I don't know what. I don't know, but good.
April said that Jennifer and Tiger got a tree like from their mom and dad, and it was pre-lit, but the lights didn't work anymore. So they had to take wire cutters and cut all the lights off because they couldn't get them off otherwise.
Yeah,
they had to cut them off, and the tree was it was a really, really good tree.
Yeah.
So they cut them all off and they started over.
Yeah, well, we got a really good tree.
Yeah.
If you cut off the lights off of it,
it's a great tree.
Yeah, it'd probably be worth saving. But I wanted Helen to have a real tree. I wanted a real tree this year, and
it just worked because it was the same thing. I fixed the fuse.
So that was our Christmas tree experience.
And now it's tilting. He got it in there, but it's leaning forward.
That's the problem.
It's going to fall over in the middle of the night.
No.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
And I haven't put water in it yet because I'm afraid it's going to fall over.
Well, we'll take a look at it.
But it's really pretty and it smells good.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you want to talk about a trip?
No, we'll do that at another show.
You want to do that in another show? So you want to play calls?
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put C9 lights on it like we used to do when we were kids.
Cool. Awesome.
Yep. I'm excited. Be like a retro tree.
Retro.
I might even go get a star instead of an angel. I've always had an angel.
I always had a star growing up.
Helen only knows an angel. Huh. Well,
hello.
I can't hear.
I think I'm going to have to side with you on this one.
I can't. What is Who's he siding with?
Well, Faith, come on. It sounds like you're taking all the fun out of Christmas decorating with this. It's like you're turning into Brad with his no ketchup on burger rant.
Look, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And Faith knows the right way to decorate. I know the right way to fix a burger.
Yeah.
Together, we're perfect.
Oh, boy.
It's going. I mean, just enjoy the spirit. I mean, can't you decorate in the spirit? Just be led in the spirit instead of by the law of where certain that you have to have everything specifically placed. And
there's a tree for that in Helen's room.
I think Jesus said you should do one without neglecting the other. You should have the spirit of Christmas without neglecting the laws of Christmas.
Rotate it and it's right angle, and you can't have this one too close to that one because it conflicts with this one's that or other. You know what? Just go interpretive decorating. Just have fun. You know, just...
I don't willy-nilly
put a blindfold on and throw the box in the air and see where things land.
Are you kidding me?
That's like willy-nilly decorating.
You're making me start to hyperventilate.
Yeah, have fun that way. You have to just... Wow. Stuff like this reminds me of that why I don't decorate. I go to relatives' houses for holidays.
You don't decorate?
You don't have a tree? You have what? To have at least a little tree. Just a little tabletop tree.
You know what they say about
Did you know that they sell Charlie Brown trees? Now you can get them. Where'd I see that? Where was that? I was going to go buy one. I love it. I got to have the Charlie Brown tree. I got to have it for Helen's room. I'm not putting that big old behemoth up this year.
You know
Forget
it. You know what they say about people who don't decorate for Christmas? They're much more likely to commit suicide.
Really?
Yeah. At Christmas time. You know,
you hear that, Chris?
The suicides at Christmas time?
Yeah.
I don't bother decorating. Participate. I go through all that stuff, and I just kick back with a good food, good drink.
You have to decorate. See, talking about being in the spirit of things, you are not in the spirit of things if you're not decorating your little small houseboat.
Brad,
good company,
he doesn't
have
a houseboat.
So
don't run it.
I'll leave the decorating to people like you, Faith, who really meticulously have everything. You probably start planning. You probably already have plans for how your house is going to look in 2010 done right now for your decorating for Christmas for 2010, I bet.
She started thinking about it, yes.
And Brad, you probably don't have any idea what you're doing tomorrow, right?
No, not really. I'm going to work.
Well, getting up for work, unfortunately. Sorry.
There you go.
Love your show, guys. It's always fun listening to and calling him. It's like therapy.
Good to know.
It's like therapy without the hourly charge, right?
Even Brad had a little tree when I first met him. He had this teeny tiny little tree. It was teeny tiny, and it sat on his counter in the kitchen, and he had teeny tiny little snowman on it with teeny little lights that was a battery operated teeny lights. And I have kept that tree all these years and it gets put in different places every year. I always put it out, even though it is kind of pitiful.
But it was only my tree for that one year.
I know, but I love that tree.
Oh, okay.
So it's sitting on the windowsill.
It wasn't like my traditional tree.
I know. It sits on the windowsill in the kitchen this year with all the rest of the snowman.
That was my very poor Christmas because I didn't.
Well, that was your after I was divorced Christmas.
Yeah,
I didn't get
any of the Christmas decorations after the divorce. So.
He didn't. He. I don't know why. You're the one who always did everything.
That's true, but all the decorations were in the attic, and I didn't really go up there. So when I was moving out,
yeah, you didn't go through all that stuff.
I didn't want all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm having to bend over.
Now wait a minute. Oh, your daughter has to make a nature game for Pioneer Days. Out of stuff that she finds in your backyard, that's a game you guys have to put out a video. Because just thinking of what she finds in your backyard with Buford using your backyard, I can see the games now being crazy.
Well, there was slingshot goats, but that involved a rubber band, like one of those big thick surgical rubber band things. What do they call those things? No, like a tourniquet thing.
Yeah.
But that was the tourniquet part wasn't natural.
Right, it has to be natural.
So I nixed that. They were having goat wars with water balloons, and which is pretty cool actually, because they were riding the goats around, shooting each other through the horns. You know, it was a pretty cool game. They had it all developed and everything, but I nixed that because the surgical stuff wasn't.
And you can't take the goats to school.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
You can't.
I don't. Maybe.
I don't want goats in the playground.
And then they had, you know, goats drop little pellets, little BBs.
Yeah.
And so they made up a game using those, and I nixed that.
Because that's just gross.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, then they had the they had this game involving the 1974 Plymouth that's on blocks in front of the trailer out there. But I said, that's not nature. Just because it's been there since you were born doesn't mean it's nature. So she finally settled on this game where she has two sticks and a bunch of nuts. What kind of nuts are those? They fell off
acorns.
They fell off our acorn tree.
Uh-huh.
Are they acorns?
Yeah.
No, okay. So she has...
what else would they be?
I don't know. So she has a bunch of acorns and two sticks. And then she... It was kind of like horseshoes where you throw it and...
But she had a circle around each stick and whoever got closest to the stick
gets a point.
You had to throw the acorns.
You had five acorns and you threw them and then the other person had five acorns and they threw... And there were two teams. And so whoever was closest then...
Got points.
That team got a point.
Yeah.
And then the next person would go.
That was her game. Yeah.
So, and if you're touching the stick, you got 5 points.
Mm-hmm. She had it all written down.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So there you go.
Are you going to let him talk?
And another call from Chris Martens.
Wait a minute. Oh, I just heard something. This is me. My brain just nearly locked. Tartar sauce on pizza? What kind of new age California hippie garbage is that? No, y'all ever put tartar sauce on pizza.
I agree. That's gross.
Is it fish pizza?
I think he's having an
epileptic
fit.
Epileptic?
That's just so nasty. No. Oh, my. I can't even.
It's fish pizza. Right,
careful, you'll fall off your houseboat. What?
It's fish pizza.
Fish pizza? Yeah. With tartar sauce on it?
Yeah.
Got a whole nother level there, don't you?
Well,
anyways, I need to go back to New York and just go on a pizza sabbatical and just go back to true pizza back in New York.
Okay, is true pizza New York or is true pizza Chicago?
Depends on what you like.
Tartar sauce. No. Bye.
I will say this about our weekend, and it's not, and I'm not. This is not a complaint. So anybody's listening that was there this weekend, this is not a complaint on any of y'all or any of the planning or anything like that, okay? But when I got home and Faith fixed me, and I said, oh, I wonder what it was for supper. You know, I wasn't very excited about supper. And I walked in there, and Faith had fixed me this plate of leftover turkey and leftover homemade sweet potatoes and cornbread and...
Dressing?
Dressing and... Oh, yeah, cornbread dressing. And I was like, oh! Real food.
Well, that's because it was teenager food.
We had eaten nothing but junk. And like I said, now the sandwiches were good. They had these sandwiches that were made at Walmart or whatever, and those were good. But for the most part, it was pizza and donuts. And some of this was our fault because, I mean, we actually even turned down a homemade meal.
Yeah.
The morning we left, the lady we were staying with, super nice lady named Tracy. And Dawn, her husband.
Yes.
And, but she offered to make us,
breakfast. Some,
homemade breakfast, you know, I mean, just full on everything. But we were already ready to go. So we just got on the, we just wanted to get on the road and get out of there. So we ended up having McDonald's and just grabbing it and going. So, you know, we had McDonald's and we had, you know, for lunch, then we had like hamburgers and, you know, we were just like, oh, this is junk. And after eating all organic for so long, I was just like, oh, it's permeating me. I'm sweating grease.
I didn't even hardly eat today. I had breakfast and then I had a couple pieces of turkey and some dress, a little teeny bit of dressing for lunch, and then I didn't eat another thing again.
I had turkey.
I just didn't want to eat.
I had 2 pieces of turkey for breakfast and a cup of coffee.
We'll eat turkey till it's hell to have a turkey sandwich for lunch.
I had salad for lunch, and then I had a whole other plate of leftovers for supper. Oh. So I'm like, I'm leftoverific. Oh, anyway, so.
There you go.
These teenagers did not, I mean, they were in teenage.
Junk food
heaven. Pig out heaven, yeah. Ice cream and homemade cookies and fudge.
My gosh, you guys are funny. The George Jefferson of food.
God. This is all Christmas.
It's all on one show.
You have a show. You're back. Come on.
The opposite. You guys are just moving on down. Don't give Faith such a hard time while you're half listening. I mean, she's only one half of the show. She can't do everything.
That's not true.
She's got to clean up after you, man. So give her a little grace. So, yeah. Funny. Went a little far for that joke, but yeah. Yeah, still funny. Keep up the work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
All It's the Brad Faith and Chris Martin show.
And one more from Chris Martin's.
Hi, this is Chris, and Jesus keeps calling for Uncle Lewis about painkillers and me giving you some.
Oh, yeah, remember Uncle Lewis called in with a prescription.
My precious. Not giving up my preciouses. It makes me feel nice. So, no.
My precious.
I'm not giving those up. Don't ask for prescription pain meds over a podcast. What do you want to get the cops after us? Gosh. And no, I'm never giving those things up. They're mine.
Mine, my precious. Hey,
bye.
Oh, that was scary.
Wow. Okay. Hey, somebody who's not Chris Martin.
Okay, that's a good way to end.
Way to end?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Hello, Faith. Hello, non-sexy Brad.
Hey.
Scott from Media PA.
Hey, Scott from Media PA.
Well, it's Tuesday morning, so let me start off by saying happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Faith. Happy birthday to you.
He called that in like
that was
on your
last
birthday.
Week.
He called
Thank
it in
you.
On your birthday, yeah.
Thank you.
And secondly, I just want to sort of chime in on the condiment thing. When it comes to condiments, one thing I started doing when I was in the Navy, and I really like to do, is I like to take mustard, relish, and ketchup, mix them all together, and then put them on my burger.
That's a McDonald's hamburger. That's what they do there.
Now, here's what you need to do. Seriously. I mean,
that's what I put on a hot dog, mustard and relish.
Well, he put mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise and mixed. Here's what you need to do. You need to take a teaspoon of each of those and just put them in your mouth. They take a teaspoon of each and put them in your mouth and swallow them.
Mm-hmm.
Just a whole teaspoon, just right in there and swallow them. Then wait about 30, 40 seconds, do a couple of jumping jacks, and then throw it up. Okay? Then take that throw up and put it on your burger.
Ew.
Okay? Because what you're describing to me is just as gross. That's just disgusting.
This thing doesn't work.
Okay, will you pay attention to the show?
I am paying attention.
She's playing with silly putty.
I am.
Or even the corn dog. And I like ketchup. I also like ketchup on fries. You know, I like it. But my favorite thing is the regional thing up in New England is to put
vinegar. He's making his own secret sauce. It's just disgusting.
Vinegar on French fries.
What do you say?
And of course, I like to put pepper on it.
What?
Yeah, because that's what April
does.
Vinegar. Oh, yeah, that's good. You can bake them with vinegar.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a great squirrely week. And I'd like to also highly compliment Helen for the outstanding job she is doing rating candy bars. Very entertaining show, especially the Milky Way versus Zero one. The way she kept saying candy at the beginning, that was funny.
She's coming along. She's still getting comfortable behind the mic because she's not really a chatty Cathy anyway.
No, she's not.
And so trying, I mean, so it's not like she gets shy on the mic. She just really isn't that talkative. So we're working on it. And
you wonder why she's not that talkative?
Because me and Faith
talk all
the
time. Have you heard
us?
Yeah, she doesn't have a chance to speak.
So, I'm working on it, and I'm giving the show over to her. And like I said, she's got her own number now, and you can call in too. And I think I gave that out on her show. So if you want that number, it's over there. I don't have it on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to her doing Snickers. I'm sure that's already been suggested because Snickers is my favorite classic candy bar. Now, if you decide to have her do newer candy bars, my favorite is Reese's Fast Break. So I'll talk to you all later and keep it up. God bless.
Reese's Bye. What?
Reese's Fast Break.
Oh, like the wafery Reese's?
I don't know. But yeah, it's like they make a candy bar. Reese's actually makes a candy bar. So we might get to the newer candy bars later, but we want to do all the classics first.
Okay.
And you know they don't make a Mars bar anymore?
Yeah, I heard that.
We wanted to do a Mars bar, and then there was no Mars bar.
Yeah, there you can't find them. Maybe you go to the dollar store. Dollar store's always got kind of like stuff you can get other places.
Hey, it's Kitch.
Oh, my goodness.
What day is it? It's Tuesday.
Oh, by the way, do you want a war alert? A war update?
No.
Because, you know, the podcast war between Redshift and Two Blind Squirrels?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a war.
Yeah, there was a war. They declared war on us, remember?
I'm Switzerland.
You're not Switzerland? You're part of the war.
No, I'm Switzerland.
You're not Switzerland.
I am Switzerland. I have nothing to do with this.
You're Mother Germany.
No.
You're Scandinavian.
I am Scandinavian. That's a German.
Well, your dad was German.
So?
Geiwitz is German.
My mother is Norwegian, full blood.
Your daddy's
full
German.
Full blood Norwegian.
You can't be neutral.
I'm more Norwegian than I am German.
We're at war. I need all the support I can get.
I am neutral, Sweden.
So this week on the war, this week in the war.
In the war between you and them?
They continue their slanderous attacks upon us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Telling us how all their sob stories.
Yeah.
And correcting my quotes and yeah, all that.
Yeah.
So you can check out Redshift for all that.
Yeah.
But so all I have to say to them this week on the war is.
Okay. Good to know.
There. Their show's getting really good now. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting used to their War of Warcraft speech, but it was interesting this week because they did the Mohawk grenade where Mr. T walks into a room on World of Warcraft and he throws a grenade and anybody in that room then all of a sudden gets a Mohawk. Will you please pay attention to the show?
I'm paying attention.
You're not paying attention to the show.
Give it back.
No.
You gave it to me.
Yeah, but you can't handle it. You can't handle it. Stop looking around for something else and pay attention to the show.
I am paying attention.
No.
I was listening to you about Mr. T in the World of Warcraft.
And what did I say?
And you said that it was interesting and that you were understanding what they were actually talking about. Maybe you were starting to get the hang of it.
And what was the grenade?
I don't know.
That's where I lost you.
I don't care.
That's where I lost you right
there. I don't care about a grenade.
And then you started sticking silly putty in the back of my computer.
I wanted to see if it would do the apple.
Stop.
It didn't do the apple.
I don't want silly putty in my computer.
It's not going to be on your computer. I've got sap all over my hands from that tree.
Well, now it's in the silly putty.
Yep.
Pay attention. All right. So this kid.
Tell me I'm not paying attention.
We'll do kid, and then we'll end this show because your attention span is obviously worn off. We talked. We left. I don't know. We left Dumas, and she asked me a question about Lonesome Dove because we're in the middle of Lonesome Dove country. Right there. And I talked about Lonesome Dove
for three hours. I was so tired. I had not slept well for the past couple nights.
I was snoring.
Because he was snoring so bad, and I had not slept well. I was so tired. And I'd gone to bed way later than I normally
do.
And so I'm not used to staying up like that. And
I talked for 3 hours about Lonesome Dove.
And she was like awake. Lonesome Dove.
You were awake for the whole thing.
There was a little part before you stopped to get me water that I was like almost ready to fall asleep. I couldn't. You were on the whole Indian thing.
Yeah.
But
it was making time pass.
Buffalo hump.
I was reliving the stories in my head.
And you were going through that. And so, and it was because I love Lonesome Dove. I love Lonesome Dove.
Yeah, there's several books.
And I love the stories. And I always get them all confused because I saw them all out of order. And so they get very confusing. And I've never read the book. So I get confused. So he always fills in all the book stuff. That makes it more interesting.
And the book stuff was more interesting.
I mean,
but there's way more torture in the book.
He seriously talked about it for 2 hours. Really. Two hours.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just sat there and listened.
Nonstop.
And talked to him.
But it made time go by because...
It did.
I was reliving the story.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about... Somehow, we started with Kidge.
Yeah.
And we ended up... I don't know exactly how that... And this is the other thing. I called and left a message on their show.
Yeah.
And so they played the whole message without making a comment. They didn't stop in the middle to make any comments or anything. They just played the whole message.
Yeah.
And it was a really long message.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was like a minute or something.
So they're just being obnoxious.
So then they're making fun of me for leaving a long message.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how long is this message? 1:05.
Yeah, but you stop it.
I stop it to talk. Oh, sure, it's my show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's their show. They can stop my message in the middle.
Yay. I just was calling in with possibly a suggestion for Faith's... running stuff and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Faith, do you like techno music at all? I know Brad does, but does Faith? Because there's...
She likes some of the more smooth stuff.
Yeah.
She's on the
jerky
chill
techno stuff.
She's really way more on the chill side than the trance side.
Yeah.
She doesn't like trance.
No.
And she's not really all that hip on the new dance stuff.
No.
She likes, like, 90s dance.
Yes.
There's this website called podrunner.com.
There you go.
Where this guy will create different techno mixes for an hour long that the main podrunner gives you a full hour at a specific BPM. So you'd be running at a specific
rate
per minute,
for an entire hour. But he also does one called Pod Runner Intervals, which he'll speed it up and slow it down.
Oh, awesome.
Depending on certain whatever.
And he figures that out, because it's hard to figure out.
For a full hour. So you can check that out, I guess. I haven't really listened to the Pod Runner Intervals one, but it's pretty good techno, I guess. Yeah.
I'd have to listen to it and see how it is.
So, yeah. There you go.
Huh.
All right. Bye.
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 Holy guacamole, you two. I mean, Brad, I think I'm going to have to side.
I'm sorry, but we've already heard that one. I was trying to play this.
I haven't heard that. Holy guacamole. What?
We just missed the very first of it.
Oh. He's talking about guacamole, and I didn't know it. I love guacamole.
Streaming.
What are we doing?
Streaming. I was going to give you a sample of what this sounded like.
Oh, the techno?
Mm-hmm. It's not working, though. No. All right. Well, thanks, Kidge. We will definitely check that out.
And Deanna has told me about that app, and I have to go do that. We left and we're away, and I haven't gone out to see that app that will do intervals for you on your iPod, too.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Remember she told us about that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sort of. In the back of my head, there's
and
a little file.
And I told you I had
to
pay for that, and you said, well, then let me do I got to do it, because you won't let me do anything because you have to pay for it. So we always said it all has to be cleared.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what's the point?
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Welcome to Podrunner Intervals. I'm DJ Beatsmith, and I'm pleased to be launching this first series of interval mixes in the Podrunner family. This is week one of Podrunner Intervals, and the goal is that in the next 9 weeks, you'll advance from first day to 5K, completing a 5K run by the end of the series.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to sharing the journey with you. We wanted to start the Podrunner Intervals series with a bang, and with tracks like Liquid Soul's I Get a Rush, Invertigo's Momentum.
So it's not all his stuff, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to check that out and see what you think about it.
Huh.
Okay.
So you go in and you say, like, I try to get...
But he's got all the mixes. I mean, you just download them right there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're all... He puts them together for
so
you.
So, like, does it say beats per minute? So, like I aim for 170-something beat, 176 beats per minute on my high end.
I don't know. He's got all different kinds of things. This is a 10-week interval thing, so... But, yeah, you can pick the... Evidently.
186 is my highest.
You go check it out, okay? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. All right.
Well, he said that it was beats per minute, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, but I mean,
you went out there. You were looking at it.
But there's a thousand different things, and so I was just playing the one that I could play to see what it was like and see if you liked the music.
Talk about something that I was interested in. So,
well,
I was
you can
paying
go check
attention.
It out. You can go.
All right.
Sting.
Where's the outro? Where's the outro music?
Okay. So be sure you tune in tomorrow.
Hey, do you think the new houses are out on Hulu so that we can like watch the ones we missed now?
No. So
why not?
Because we're in the middle of Life on Mars.
No, but we got to watch the houses on Hulu. But they weren't there yet. Right.
Right.
So, but they don't keep them there forever.
Right.
If we don't watch them, then we won't get to see them.
Okay. So we have to figure out which one we haven't seen, and then we can watch it.
How many
but right
we
now,
seen?
Well, right now we're in the middle of Life on Mars.
Yeah, but we can do House as well, right?
No. No.
But what if they're gone, and then I have to wait until they come out on DVD, and I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, that gives you something to look forward to, see?
I don't want to look forward to it.
And you can buy them on iTunes.
You know, I was thinking today that there was this cartoon on, and
no, there wasn't.
Avery was watching, and she was doing
No, she wasn't.
One of those boxes that you dig and put in the ground. Time capsules.
Oh.
And this rabbit.
Avery was doing a time capsule.
No, this rabbit on the cartoon was doing a time capsule, and she dug up her grandmother's time capsule, and she learned all about her grandmother when she was a little girl.
A rabbit?
Yeah. So the grandmother said, well, let's do a time capsule for you. And so she did all this stuff. She put it in there. And then she says, well, let's take a picture of you and we'll put it in the time capsule and then you'll have a picture of you. And so she had an old, she had a,
ooh,
what,
wow.
What, you,
what was that?
She had a Kodak Insta. what are they called? Where they spit the picture out.
Polaroid.
Thank you. Golly, my brain. But she had a Polaroid camera, and she took the picture. She's like, you have to wait 2 minutes to see the picture when you were little.
Oh, yeah.
And I was cracking up because I was thinking, 2 minutes, like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in high school, we didn't have Polaroid camera, but in high school, because they didn't make that great of pictures, but I would take pictures, and I remember when 1 hour photo became the thing. And I could take, like,
but those weren't very good either.
No, they were just as good.
You didn't always get very good pictures out of those.
I did. But I would go on like a youth trip, and I'd come home and I'd be so excited to see my picture. I'd be like, Mom, please, 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 will you pay for 1 hour photo? Please, I want to get it back. And she always would, because she, really? She was a sucker for that. So, and I would have so taken expensive. Like 6 billion pictures, okay?
Yeah.
And you get doubles and back then. So I had like, I had tons of pictures. Oh, you've seen all my pictures.
I've seen them.
And I remember thinking that waiting an hour was an eternity, and now we have them instantly.
Instantly, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, kids don't even know. They don't know what it's like to have to wait for a picture.
One of the things that we did on the mission trip, on the youth conference, was we went on a scavenger hunt and we videotaped it.
Well, let's talk about that another time.
Well, it fits right into what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So we get back and we plug up the video camera to the overhead projector.
Yeah.
And plug it into the sound and everything, and boom, there we have. We have the movie.
Yeah, there it is.
And there was no editing process. So it was just straight from what we recorded on the video, you know, during the day, all the mistakes, you know, everything straight out. Well, you would think that we would, you know, cause so like it was my turn and I've videotaped a lot. And so I'm like, fast forward through that. Okay. Fast forward. And so we would fast forward through these parts where there really wasn't anything happening and the kids were losing it. No, I'm going to hear that. No, you know, they were like, no, it was the whole thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it took me back to when I was a kid, we used to watch home movies.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm going to miss something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
So they love to see themselves, you know, and see the stuff they did and all that. It was fun. It was a good time. And then Faith, they give the mistake of giving Faith the camera. Faith doesn't understand. You thought Blair Witch was bad? Faith doesn't have no idea that she was supposed to keep the camera steady at all. In fact,
it was teeny little bitty thing.
At one point, she was leading a song in the... In the van, and she's moving her hand with the song. Everybody in the sanctuary was throwing up. We were all just kind of looking away and throwing up. And one guy had an epileptic fit, and it was really bad. And we were all going, Faith!
I didn't watch it because I knew it would make me sick.
It was bad. It was so bad. And she would just run, and she would run like normal. You know, like with your hand swinging normal. Okay? So you see the ground. Shoom, 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 shoom.
I thought that it was not on. I didn't realize it was on.
Yeah, but it was on. It was on.
Oh, man. Oh.
You thought the it's like one of those amphitheater things, you know, like Chevy Show or something.
Were you embarrassed?
I was glad it wasn't 3D. No, I wasn't embarrassed. I was mad.
Mad?
Yeah.
Why were you mad?
Because I was feeling sick at my stomach.
Because I made you sick.
We all were. Faith was hiding because we were going to tar and feather her. Anyway, all right. Well, listen, everybody, thanks for joining us today. I know it was a long show. We had a lot to talk about. And we have a lot more to talk about. A lot happened in this thing, and we want to really give it its due. So we'll dedicate a whole show to that tomorrow. Escondios, my friends.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.